Harper Audio presents Imperium by Henry H. Neff, performed by Kimai Guest. Prologue. At 3 o'clock in the morning, a monster entered Founders Hall. The Vi might have been wearing scholarly robes and spectacles, but it still counted as a monster. What else did one call an 8-foot wolf that walked on 2 legs? Despite this disquieting sight, Private Marcus Finch remained at attention. Chin up, shoulders back, his carabine resting against his epaulet. Imperial guardsmen did not stare, slouch, or fidget, not even when a monster approached. But Marcus was not a machine. When he recognized the figure walking beside the Vi, his heart beat even faster. Lord Basil Faragine was the Divine Empress's only living son. He was arguably the most important man in Imperium. Fortunately for Marcus, Founders Hall spanned 300 feet from its pillared entry to the Great Vault. He had time to appreciate the occasion and rejoice inwardly. The new year was just a few hours old, and he'd just seen his first Vi and a member of the royal family. It was going to be a very good year. As the pair drew nearer, Marcus tried to decide which sight was more thrilling, the Faragine or the monster. The boy in him leaned toward the monster. Vis had served the Faragine since Mina the First, but the creatures were rarely seen in other parts of Imperium. Back in his village, parents invoked them as boogeymen.